Hello, this is Seven Laws Blog UK. I am David, otherwise known as Hesediah or Hesediahu, and today's post will be called Derived or God Given. Derived or God Given. So currently I'm at a loss. It's not clear in my head yet. I mean, it makes sense in a way, but not. I'll explain myself. Now, I believed that God gave the seven laws in the same way as he gave the commandments to Moshe, or Moses. Direct, verbal, to be recorded for future generations. When Rambam says God commanded Adam and Noah, I take that statement very simply, that God spoke to Adam and told him the seven laws exactly. But the Talmud and other teachers speak of the rabbis deriving and codifying the seven laws. The Talmud has a rabbi asking where he gets the seven laws from, and that rabbi uses Genesis 2 verse 16 to derive all the seven laws. The Talmud also records a few differences of opinion about the content of the seven. The view that there were seven is uncontested, and most of the laws are uncontested. But there's a difference of opinion about maybe two. But then that makes it seem like what people say is true, that the seven laws are just the invention of the rabbis, like it's just man-made law, not divine law. And it makes Rambam seem like a liar when he says God commanded these laws. But I still accept the written tradition, the written Torah, the books of Moshe, the books of Moses, and the rest of the Jewish Bible as the revelation of God, as history. And it is evident there is a divine standard for humanity, both before and outside of Israel. Adam gets punished. Cain or Cain gets punished. Hanoch or Enoch gets punished. Or no, sorry, he's not punished. He's commended because it says he walked with God and God took him. The people of the flood and of Sodom or Sodom are called wicked or very wicked. Nineveh is going to get wiped out in 40 days because of some failing on their part. Again and again, there is clearly a divine expectation or standard. Sorry, yeah, there's a divine expectation from humanity, a standard that is not the same as his laws for Israel. Now, one way of looking at it is that there could be a tradition about this code, and as per usual, there is only one group linked to the Jewish Bible claiming such a tradition, the so-called rabbinic Jews or the Orthodox Jews. There's nothing wrong with that, there's nothing wrong with such a tradition. But then they talk of derivation, which means that humans had to come together and use their methods of interpretation to derive the laws, making it seem like a man-made creation. But then the rabbis say the methods of interpretation come from God, part of the oral tradition that I too accept. Right now, I don't see a clear and easy resolution. It doesn't feel like a total contradiction, but. But then, on one hand, there are people who tell me that the seven laws were given to the Jews at Sinai. But then, on the other hand, on my blog, I share a video. It's from a YouTube channel called Being Noahide. Again, Being Noahide. And there's a video there. It's called the name of some parsha, some part of Five Books of Moses. But part of its title is Seeing the Seven Laws. Seeing the Seven Laws. I share that on my blog. And to continue with what I say, to continue from there. Now you've heard what the guy in that video says. He says this. We all know, and that's according to Jacob Scharf, the guy, I'm not part of the we. Still not sure where I stand. But he said, we all know that the list of the seven laws was developed by the sages. So he says they were developed by the sages. But compare this with the statements of Rambam. Anyone who accepts upon himself the fulfillment of these seven commandments and is precise in their observance is considered one of the pious among the Gentiles and will merit a share in the world to come. Now listen, this applies only when he accepts them and fulfills them because the Holy One, blessed be he, commanded them in the Torah and informed us through Moses, our teacher, that Noah's descendants had been commanded to fulfill them previously. And then it continues. Six precepts were commanded to Adam. And then he lists the six. Even though we have received all these commandments from Moses, and furthermore, they are concepts which the intellect itself tends to accept, it appears from the Torah's words that Adam was commanded concerning them. And that's in the Mishnah Torah, Laws of Kings and Wars. And that was chapter 8, 11 and chapter 9, 1a. Yeah, of course I added the emphasis. Now, so either Adam was commanded them by God, or Moses received them from God. And if a Gentile wants to be considered as pious and deserving of prolonged futurity, then he must believe that at least Moses got them when he received the Torah. And that was at Sinai, Moab, somewhere in place, in between. But on the other hand, the seven laws are supposed to be developed by the sages? Which is which? And to what extent? And how do I, as a Gentile, know? I don't have an answer yet. Something to ponder. And that's it. That's the end of the post. Once again, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much for listening. And do you know what? Have a great day. Do, 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 do.